It's a good win. There's a lot of people. It's like Woodstock, except everybody's got their clothes on.
I'm gonna eat a damn snack.
You're like my wife when you get in space. You just get lost.
Short steps are better than long steps. That's the only time in your life you're gonna hear short is better than long.
All right, I'm excited for this one because I don't think these guys really know it, but we have on today Aaron Eckert, the head coach of Ontario, the Ontario Warriors. Too many O's have been sweeping down here, you know what I mean? It was Old Tangy Berlin before. Been awesome. But so Aaron and I, right, same age, stop the jokes, right? Same age together.
I thought you were 10 years younger than
so, yeah. No, usually
so. Aaron and I, two seniors in high school, met, and we were on the same all-star team together, and that's how we became friends. And then, obviously, that connection became a lot more close as he was a record-breaking quarterback at Crestline High School. And then I, obviously, that was my first head coaching job was Crestline High School. He was at Bucyrus. And then from then on, we've always just stayed in contact and been great friends. So, Aaron, congratulations on an amazing season last year. From what some people say was one of the best games of the entire playoffs was you versus Shelby at Arlen Field, if I'm correct.
Yeah, it was pretty exciting. That night was, it's one I'll never forget. And when you're down 22 going to the fourth and you come back and win, it's pretty special. Wow.
That's nasty. Yeah.
That was awesome.
Yeah,
it's good to be on the other side. It's exciting because you were on the good side of it.
Yeah, the year before we lost. They hit us with a hook and ladder on 4th and 15 with 50 seconds to go in the game. To break our hearts, but overall it was a good ride. They're in our conference. They beat us earlier in the year.
Yeah,
even though we winning in the fourth quarter and just poetic justice, kind of sweet revenge.
And you got Robert Mahaney there, and old coach from Winford. What's his name?
Gabe Helbert.
Gabe Helbert's there too. So there's so many layers to that game going on that probably a lot of people don't know. Which is a great time to talk about. Fill us in on your football life. Give us a little bit about your background so people know more about you as we start.
Sure. Like I'm from Crestline, Ohio, and played quarterback there and some safety. And then after high school, decided to go down to Otterbein and play football and baseball. A couple years of football, realized that they brought in a guy named Jack Rafferty. I don't know if you guys are familiar with Columbus talent, but Jack was, I think, he finished second in Mr. Ohio football. He was playing quarterback at Otterbein at the time and decided to switch to baseball for a couple years. But
what year was that?
Oh, gosh, that was 2006, 2007.
So you're about 10 years younger than Coach Stout, huh?
Yeah, I was literally at that time, 2006, 2007. Ooh, I'm only 11 years old, so now I don't know that name.
But Jack was a heck of a player for Kauffman back in the day, and then brought a bunch of Kauffman guys back to Otterbein. And then at that point, I knew, like, hey, I'm probably not going to make it as a college quarterback. I'm not, maybe not the prototypical looking quarterback. College baseball better suited me. But then I got my first job coaching at Bucyrus High School, and 1 year, then I became the head coach, which you should probably never become a head coach at the age of 23.
I was 24. Nope. Say, I'm going to do that. I already know. I agree, coach.
But you look back, though, you look back, and you could say either way, but I've always told people, I think by becoming a head coach at that young of an age, you are literally throwing yourself into the fire, and you are putting yourself on fast forward with what you learn.
Oh, yeah.
The amount of football I had to learn and things I had to accomplish and try to understand in those first couple of years, like I might not have the record I'm proud of at that beginning stage, but I can certainly look back and be like, I'm definitely a better coach now because of it than if I had never done it and just got stuck as an assistant who doesn't come to the clinic ever.
That's wild.
That's a shot.
Quiet.
What?
I'm sorry.
Come at me, so I felt it was time to pull out a dagger.
The viewers can't see it, but the peanut gallery is really enjoying this there.
The hard thing I feel like is when you take over at such a young age, and then you were just I was an assistant at Pick Door for just like 3 years, and then you don't realize how hard it is to win a football game.
Yeah.
Just to win one football game is so hard, and people don't understand.
And that's what people at home and people that don't coach, they don't understand what goes into it behind the scenes. And you know, I didn't know. I first year head coach, and I was very fortunate. I had two guys. One guy ran the defense. Another guy ran the offense. They stayed on, and they'd been coaching for 14, 15 years. So they took that, and I was the energy guy, coached special teams, and I was a guy practicing every day, running around. Oh, yeah. But you recruit in the hallways, but and you learn through that grind and how to do things. And you look back, and I look back now on things I did when I was that age. And I'm like, man, I'm a dumbass. So.
Yeah, no, for sure.
So you take over. You're a young guy. You're the head coach at Bucyrus. Talk to us how long you're there and fill in the rest.
I was at Bucyrus for 8 years, 7 years as a head coach. And then I have a young family. And 6 years ago, I decided I probably, in education, you got to be somewhere at year 10. It's a mark. Mm-hmm. You got to get somewhere where you want to be. At least that's how I thought about it. And my wife worked in Ashland at the time. And she's driving from Bucyrus to Ashland. I don't want her have to drive an hour every day to and from. Started looking, and there was two places I really wanted to go, just based on history, tradition, school systems. And that was Shelby in Ontario. And Ontario that year actually had an opening and have a couple connections over there. I worked out, went over there for 3 years to be the offensive coordinator. And then Chris Miller, great guy, he stepped down. He basically said, hey, you're going to be the head coach. I thought I was done with this head coach stuff. I'd been there, done that. I just wanted to be a really good assistant football coach. And the next thing I know, I'm told I'm the head coach. There was no interview. There was no, it was just, hey, you're going to do it. And I said, what if I don't want to do it? And he said, no, you're doing it. Superintendent said, you're going to be the coach. And I said, well, I guess I'm going to be a football coach.
Yeah.
but it's been good. It's been good. So that I've been there. This is my third year as a head coach in Ontario, 6 year overall. And for us right now, we're a program on the rise and we've got a lot to look forward to going forward.
Now for sure. You keep saying Shelby. I got to give a shout out to my boy, Tristan Karras. He's the one that built Shelby High School. He's an animal. Played with us at Ohio Dominican. He listens. He coaches.
I don't know that name.
Shout out, Tristan.
I believe it. There's a lot
Shelby
of
Shelby legend, right?
There's a lot of good players in Shelby. So I got quarter one. It's powered by Fundraising University Ohio. Let Brent Maxwell help you strategize and execute your next record-breaking fundraiser. Reach out today at bmaxwell@fundraisingu.net. I'm going to take you all the way back to Crestline, Coach.
Uh-oh.
All right.
Uh-oh. Here we go.
And there's I don't know if it's still there. Is Just Joking still there?
It's still there. It's hanging on.
So Just Joking's hanging on, and they have these phenomenal smoked wings. Have you ever found a better wing than Just Joking smoked wings?
I'll tell you what. It's been a long time since I've had some Just Joking smoked wings, but they were phenomenal back in the day. But if you're ever in Bucyrus, Ohio, and you go to Old 30 Barbecue, those wings rival that.
Okay, he must have a deal. He's got a sponsor.
Yeah, they sponsor the team. They sponsor Ontario. Right.
As some couple of guys that got some sponsors, we can see
that was a sponsor.
We can see it in the eyes.
We appreciate it.
Oh, I've seen it. You guys know about Baker's in Bucyrus, right?
I know Baker's Pizza.
So Baker's is owned, or the same guy that owns Baker's, also owns 30 Barbecue. So think about Baker's, but as a smoke shop.
Head into Baker's, get you a good pizza, get you a nice beer tower. Baker's is where it's at. I've been
Baker's
there a couple of times.
Good stuff. Good.
I love it. All right, we'll move into quarter two, presented by the most premier content and apparel shop in the game, Storied Rivals. Email info@storiedrivals.com to leave your legacy and set up your next apparel order. So you're coming off of a successful year. How do you, as the head coach, battle against complacency going into the next year, saying, okay, we have to fight that urge to reminisce on that great year? How do you build on that going forward?
We didn't win a conference. We finished second in the conference, 9-1 this year. Lost to Shelby in the regular season. You know, was able to avenge that loss in the postseason. But you know, for us, our team's going to totally flip. We lost the last couple of years, we lost 22 seniors. And for our area, that's a big number. Last year, we lost 16 seniors. We've got a bunch of juniors ready to step up as seniors. And then we've got a really strong freshman to be sophomore group that's coming along. So we're going to see a lot of different faces out there this year. But I think when you try to establish a culture of just it's consistency, and it's consistency all year round, right? As you start winter workouts, you know where every person's at, whether they're wrestling, they're playing basketball, or if they're in the weight room with me. So you've got to continue that grind, but you do fight against that some, because sometimes we're relatively new to this winning thing at football at Ontario. It's not a football powerhouse. It's not Shelby. But at the same point, I think our guys are bought in and taking the steps to do the right thing, and hopefully that continues the success we've had recently.
There we go. I like that. Quarter three is sponsored by the nation's number one football playbook and play drawing software. Today's game, First Down Playbook. Try your free trial today and use the code HEADSETS25 for a deal on any individual team account. Kyle, don't touch my hand again. But we'll continue
on. I'm all nervous.
For you, Coach, like when you took over, what was the big, like what spot for you did you learn the most at? Like, it could be in Ontario. Did you learn yourself as a coach the most there at Bucyrus or as an assistant? Like, where did you feel like you learned the most lessons as coach?
I think early on at Bucyrus is when you're trying to figure things out. You think you know football when you get into the game because you played in college. And then when you start coaching, you realize you don't know shit.
No, nothing.
And so at the same point, you know, my first year as head coach, I meet with our offensive coordinator who does a phenomenal job. His name is Matt McKeever. He's now the AD over there. But he goes, hey, what kind of offense do you want? You want to be a one back? You want to be a two back? You want to be this and that? And I'm like, my head's spinning. Dude, I don't know what you're talking about.
No clue. Just like Donnie with P10. But go ahead. Continue.
So I think as you get going, you've got to just figure it out. And I think for me at Bucyrus, that growing, and I had a young group to grow with, had a bunch of sophomores playing. Yeah. And so just, it was like the blind leading the blind, but I had two guys ahead of me that were directing traffic. Hey, we should probably do this, coach. And I'm like, oh, yeah, we should do that. But you have to figure it out. You sink or swim. And at that point, I think my Bucyrus days were really good for me to grow as a person and a coach. And then you try to figure out, what do you want? When the guys leave your program, what do you want them to either remember, proud of? And so when I think you can start to understand those type of things, you can really get down to the nitty gritty with your guys.
Absolutely.
I got a great one. All right. And you guys are going to love this. But quarter four is brought to you by Max Effort Muscle. Any team, any size, any budget. Visit maxeffortmuscle.com or email treadway@maxeffortmuscle.com to figure out team pricing and products that are going to help your team win in the fourth quarter. Coach, we're a little older. These guys like to tell a lot of jokes about it all the time. But it's nice when you start to get to this part of your coaching career. You get to look back. You gain some perspective. We've never done an episode on this, but it's certainly been in the tank at some point if we ever want to do it. But what's maybe something you would tell your younger self? If you could go back, like what's been a biggest takeaway you've learned? What would you tell maybe a new young coach who's just now getting into this profession that you've learned along the way?
You know, the thing I think you have to remember, and it's hard because we're in a profession where everyone sees wins and losses. But you've got to be driven by a process, I think. And I think we get caught up in so many wins and losses throughout. Like, oh, it was a great year. You went 9-2, or you went 10-1. And then the next year you go 3-7 or 4-6. And if you live on those ups and downs of 17, 18-year-olds, you're going to struggle in this game over the long term. Because every win, you're going to be really excited. And every loss, you're going to be down the dumps. And you should at some point enjoy that feeling of winning. And it should hurt when you lose. But I think the process of just doing things the right way, holding kids accountable, teaching them how to be good young men, better fathers and husbands, and down the line and setting those guys up for future success is what drives me. I talk to our guys about it all the time. We have a word of the week, and that's that resiliency or accountability. And we talk throughout what that means in life and out of life and out of sports. And I think those life lessons are what you're trying to teach these high school kids to become, you know, better people. And at the end of the day, we don't have a ton of guys in Ontario going to the NFL. Now, hopefully I have one. He's at Ohio State right now. Yeah. But at the end of the day, we've got a lot of guys that hopefully are productive citizens. Yeah. And through football and through working hard, you hope to see those guys grow up and be good young men.
I like it. That's something I'm honestly still struggling with at times, is the highs and lows of everything and attaching like your self-worth or how you're feeling to it. That's something I struggle with at times. I'm still battling to master even at this point. We haven't done this. We've done this in the past. We did this last year. We said, as we finished up, who's your week one opponent, coach?
Lexington,
the Minutemen. Good luck against the Minutemen.
Hey,
congratulations on a great season. Thanks for spending a little bit of time with us, coach.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys.
Thank you, coach. Yep.